To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. It's always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And now that the first number on your clock is different, right? It's now past five. That means we're into another hour. So any minute along the way, we could be giving you the 5 o'clock keyword for the jerseys, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, the Town Brown jerseys. So keep listening. And that goes for every hour of every show today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So keep listening for your chance. Be a new keyword every hour. You can text in every hour, and that's another opportunity. You text the keyword to 20357. If you want details on all of this, you go to 957thegame.com. You know, while we're here on the NFL, and we'll get back to the Warriors and Pat Spencer and Jonathan Kuminga and the word talent here in just a sec. But I know both of us kind of want to get this off our chest, and I think the worst part about it for me is it makes me feel old. It makes me feel old. The holidays are here, and I bet, I know I can speak to this, I've never had a holiday that doesn't end at a relative's house where there are elderly men on couches and chairs complaining about how things aren't the way they used to be in sports.
Yep.
It is every single holiday I've ever been to, and we're getting to a point now where those old timers are just leaving at 4 o'clock. They don't even want to sit around. The night game. Oh, back when I was, every single holiday. And I have always promised, I don't want to be one of those guys. I want to be 80 years old and still enjoying the hell out of the, I'm sure by then, there'll be 17 games on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
I love the young people.
All of it. I want to watch all of it. I want to enjoy it. I want the kids to enjoy it and the grandkids. I don't want to sit there and talk about how back in the day, we didn't have video controllers in our hands. You had to get up to go over there and change the channel. I don't want to do that. And analytics is making me feel old.
Yeah.
Because I keep having the same conversation with people, which is, I understand on some level you all are doing math. And it's like the example you just brought up, which tells us that if you're down 14 with less than 5 minutes to go in the game, you score a touchdown, you go for two. Because mathematically you're supposed to. And I can't for the life of me figure out when analytics is going to take into account the emotions, the momentum, the vibe of a sideline, and all the things that go in to a decision like that. Black Friday, the last time these Eagles played, you are down in a football game by 16, and you score a touchdown, and you went for two, and you didn't get it. I'm sorry, I guess you were down by 15.
Correct.
Down by 15, and you scored a touchdown, and you went for two. And you'll say, Mark, you have to go for two on one of them. Right, but you're at home. You have just gotten the crowd into the game. You have Uncle Mo on your sideline. You're feeling it, and you go for two, and you don't get it, and the game is over.
And people leave the stadium.
Right.
Because now you're down by two scores.
And somewhere, somebody's telling me that mathematically that's the right thing to do. And I don't get it. And I'm going to be one of them dudes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the couch being like, these analytics have ruined everything. Honey, we're going home. It's 4:30. Let's go to bed.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to do that.
I understand the analytics part of it. Yesterday, a couple of them really kind of had me scratching my head. The Browns one, you're down by 14. You score a touchdown, and you go for two. So you go for two, that way you cut it to six, and if you score another touchdown, then you kick the extra point and you win the game. Okay, but if you don't get the two, now you need to score a touchdown and get the two just to tie. So for me, whatever the analytics, it makes more sense to score a touchdown, get the PAT, you're down seven, score another touchdown. Well, now you can decide, do we want to play for the tie or do we want to go for the win? And the other one was Andy Reid. It was 4th and 4 at his own 30-yard line, and it was about, 8 minutes left in the game, and it's a tie ball game against Houston. And for the first time in his entire career as a head coach, he went for it on 4th down in his own end in a game that was tied in the fourth quarter. And the analytics, and I was reading this on ESPN earlier today, the analytics said that they had a 51% chance of winning if they went for it in that spot.
And what was their chance of winning if they didn't, if they punted?
I didn't see that part of it, but just seeing that it was a 51% chance to me is, it's iffy. And if you don't get it, which they didn't, Houston's got a short field. They go down and they score to go up by seven, and you don't score again, and you lose. So
you lose. Admittedly, what I don't understand is when they do analytics, how many different things are you taking into account? Like, obviously, the analytics of what's our chances of getting a first down. Well, do those analytics know that you're playing the best defense in football?
Right.
Do the analytics know that the Houston Texans offense has not as so much as even gotten basically a first down in the second half? They can't move the ball. They literally cannot move the ball. They cannot get a pass off in the second half of this game. Do the analytics know that? Because I would argue the only way Houston was going to score in the rest of that game is if you handed them the ball in scoring territory.
At the 30, yeah.
Which is exactly what the Chiefs did.
Do the analytics know that the Chiefs are down two starting offensive linemen? And Pat Mahomes has spent the entire game running for his life. Three.
Started the game without two.
Oh.
First play of the game, lost their left tackle for the season, by the way.
The answer is no. The analytics don't know that. And so I'm with you, and maybe it's because I'm old and you're now old because you're north of 50. But for me, it's about more than just what does the math tell you. And if the math tells you one thing, but the eye test and your feel tells you another, then you go with what you feel, because you're the one who's actually coaching the game.
I see it everywhere. I see it all over. On a different level, this is the argument that a lot of people are having about the NBA, because while it's not an in-game decision, it is the analytics of their health, and that's why you're seeing load management. And then there are also the in-game plays. Like, you want this will really get y'all going. You want to know what analytics says? Play pods.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So there's another one that I know a lot of people, a lot of us, get frustrated with, but on some level, that's what the analytics are saying. And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't totally abandon analytics because you'll get beat. There are a lot of things in life that I do think that we have to cop to, even though we may not agree with them, we may not love them, we may see the larger picture as dangerous. Like, if I asked, and you could totally do this by age, if I asked every American, if we could do away with cell phones, would you? And I know what the...
Of course not.
But it depends on your age.
Right.
Because, while I don't want to give up my cell phone, I don't want to give up the conveniences, I also have teenagers in my house, and I've watched all of the damage that they can do. And there's no going back.
Yep.
But, we have to do this, because this is what we're doing. We're doing cell phones. And so you have to learn how to work with them, because they're here, and we're not going back. Same thing, I think, with analytics. And what I don't know if we know yet, how to work with them. Like, they're here, and we need them, and we'll use them, but we've got to learn how to use them in a healthy way. And baseball, you watch them do this.
Yep.
They're here, we're doing it, and then they went, ooh, I think we went a little too far. So now we can't have five infielders all standing over at second base. We can't do that. So we're going to back this thing up a little bit. I think the NFL needs to, girl, you look good. You better back that thing up a little bit, because the fourth down thing, you've all gotten out of control. You've gotten complete, you've lost yourselves in this fourth down thing completely based on silly math that does not take into account your sideline and your personalities.
Yeah, and the crowd and the game situation and the rest of it. And not every team has done so. And it's interesting because Kansas City is number one in the NFL in fourth down conversion. They convert, going into the game anyway, they were converting at about an 80% rate on fourth down. So there's part of that as well. Like, how good are we on fourth down? And Philadelphia and the tush push, if it's fourth and one anywhere, I get it. You go for it. Maybe not inside your own 20, but they're so good at the tush push that, you know, the analytics are one thing, but also the reality of how good you are in short yardage is another. I just think that game situation and who you have personnel-wise, who the defense is, how's your defense playing, what's the weather, these are all factors that should play into it more than they are.
Yeah, I tell you what, I am not challenging the Houston Texans defense.
It's good.
They are out of control. They're incredible. So yeah, I'm with you. Three offensive linemen down, and I'm facing that pass rush. And they like, by the way, I know it looked clean on TV. I think it was in the 20s last night. And people are like, oh my gosh, can't these receivers keep dropping balls? Yeah, it's 22 degrees.
Right. Felt like 17.
Yeah. Patrick is out there throwing ice balls at people. It's not easy. You got to take. So that metric cannot be the same in September as it is in December. But I fear that it is.
Well, and it has to be like dependent or reliant on who you're playing and what's the situation. You mentioned it before. Houston's offense was doing next to nothing. So you give them a short field where C.J. Stroud and company can just go 30 yards and score and take a 7-point lead, or you punt it down there and make them go 85 yards and see if they can do that. So it's more than just looking at the situation. And Andy Reid actually came out today and said, yeah, I screwed it up. Not only did he screw up going for it, but also the play call, which was Mahomes in the gun, and they tried to throw it to Hollywood Brown over the middle, and it was incomplete.
Yep.
Like, it was the play call, it was the decision, it was a lot of things.
I couldn't believe that he was going for it in the moment.
Me either.
I'm like, Houston, if you miss this, they can kick a field goal right now. They can go 0 yards and take the lead on you in the fourth quarter. And with that defense, I was going to play pinball with them all day. You want to punt, 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 punt. We'll do it all day long. Houston was not going to go on a drive.
Yep.
It was wild. But then they scored twice, and it was the same thing. It was an interception, and it was a failed fourth down. Gene in Oakland wants to weigh in on this, who also does not want to be an old fart. Hi, Gene. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, I already am an old fart. I'll be 80 years old in about 6 months. But anyway.
Are you really about to turn 80, Gene?
In July, yes.
My goodness.
Don't worry.
You're doing great.
You'll hear from me.
I know.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, you're going to join the parade down Market Street when I... Never mind. Anyway. Hey, listen. Okay, so listen, what you're describing is what I call old fartism, which I fight all the time. So I try to stay current. I try to, you know, change with the times. But there are a couple of things that do bother me. Yeah, you know, going for it on fourth down all the time, that troubles me a bit. What you're talking about, you know, going for the 2 points instead of, you know, taking a field goal and a tie and, you know, going from there. But there's one thing that in particular that it really bugs me. And back in the day, it seemed to me that when you had second and short, you know, you do a play option. So you have a choice. All right, you run it for the yard, or, you know, you fake the defense and maybe you throw for 20 or even a touchdown. I don't see that very often. In fact, I rarely see it. So my question is, why not? Is that analytics too?
I mean, everything is, Gene. It all is. I mean, part of it is just, and thanks, Gene. Look, all things evolve. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. It's complete nature and all of that. They all evolve. But if you're wondering if a sports team, your favorite sports team, if they do what they're doing because of analytics, the flat out answer is yes. Do you know that these teams now all have entire departments, rooms that have been built into high-tech computer rooms run by an entire team of people that are totally dedicated to performance? And it's all the same thing. It's all analytics. Now, there are in-game decision analytics, and then there's body analytics, performance analytics, but it's all analytics. It governs, I would argue, just about everything that these teams do now.
Yeah, and it not only situation, down and distance, but it's all those things that you talked about. And so you can use it as a tool, but when push comes to shove and you have to make that decision, you can't just, you're allowed to, I guess, just go by what the book says. But it's always better, in my opinion, to figure out what you're doing as a team, what's the game flow. Is your defense in a spot where they need a rest, or is your defense fresh to where you can kick the ball and give your defense a chance to go out there and make a play for you? It's not as easy as, well, the book says if we go for it, we have a 51% chance to win the game here, then therefore it's more than 50, so we go for it.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. I will say this real quick. Like, I don't know if this falls, but it's somewhere between compliment or whether it's a sort of a criticism or whatnot. I do feel like, I wonder what he would say about this too. I feel like Kyle Shanahan has been maybe just a touch less affected by analytics math than a lot of other coaches. Because in fact, like Grandy, I remember, you started the year wanting Kyle to go for it more on fourth down. And I thought that was a fair opinion. But even just by virtue of you having that opinion suggests that this whole bug, if you want to call it that, has not been caught by Kyle at the same level as a lot of the other coaches. Just the fourth down thing. Now, he does go for it a little bit more. But a lot of these coaches, it's just like a rule now. It doesn't matter what the hell's going on, they're going for it on fourth down. And the idea of a field goal on fourth and one, oh, I mean, it's unthinkable,
right,
that somebody would do that. Usually, automatic. You have to go for it, no matter the situation.
Yeah, which is, to me, it's nonsensical. And I get it when you're inside the five and it's fourth and one inside the 5 yard line. Okay, there's a thought of you go for the seven, and if you don't get it, then you get zero. But at least the other team's going to be backed up against their own goal line, and your defense, if it's worth its weight in gold, can actually get a stop, and you'll get the ball about midfield or maybe at your own 40. And so it becomes a sensible move to do. The other one is where you're at like the 20 or 25 yard line and it's fourth and one. You take the three. It's a 40 yard kick. You take the three, you put the points on the board, and then you give your defense a chance to go out there and play with, you know, the other team maybe having it at their own 20 or 25 yard line. But field goals, like you said, I don't know if it's machismo or what it is, but a lot of times teams will choose to not go ahead and kick it. The Niners, by the way, are 24th in the NFL in fourth down conversion attempts. And part of that is...
That feels right, yeah.
Yeah, part of that too, though, is that they're not trailing in games late where, like, I'm looking at the board here and it's, the Giants are number one in fourth down attempts. And I would bet that a lot of those are because you're down by 14 late in the game and it's fourth and whatever and you have to go for it. So not all fourth downs are created equally, but the Niners don't go for it very often.
888-957-9570 is the number. We've been taking your calls all day. Love the engagement. Talking a lot about the word talent, which we'll get back to in just a second. I want to remind everybody that, again, coming up here in, I would say, next 15 minutes or so is going to be today's final, not the overall final, but today's final keyword to text in so that you can qualify to win one of the Town Brown jerseys. We got a Steph jersey, we got a Draymond jersey, we got a Jimmy Butler jersey, and we're giving them all away after today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Every show, every hour, we'll have a different keyword, and you can enter every single hour throughout the entire day here on 95.7 The Game. So stay tuned, because we've got one more keyword today coming up here just in the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. All right, 888-957-9570. Great conversation, I thought, today, sort of surrounding the word talent, because we're in this weird sort of vortex with the Warriors. I think they raised everybody's eyebrows by winning two games over the weekend. One of them was a full Baby Dub special. Yesterday was a blowout victory with no Steph and no Draymond. And then Jonathan Kuminga gets a full-blown DNP. Meantime, Pat Spencer, four games in a row, has just looked like a thing, a consistent thing, to the point where his coach is at press conferences saying, yeah, Pat Spencer is that mother jumper. And Jimmy Butler's doing Instagram posts that are totally dedicated to him, and there's clearly a little energy in the building about it. And so I wanted to focus in on that word, talent, because people think, well, Jonathan Kuminga has got so much talent. And I want to be clear, I am not saying that he doesn't. I just want to know how we define the word. How do we define the word talent? Because I think what's happening, or what has happened, is we're using the word talent to mean sparkly skill set.
Yeah.
And that's not what I'm, as a fan, what I'm looking for. It's great. I'd love to have it if it goes with all of the other things. But I think, like, here's kind of where I want to arrive in the end. If you can only have one or the other, I'll take the other. In other words, you can have sparkly skill set.
Right.
But it's not very effective. And whether that's on the individual or the system, that's fine. Or I can take this over here, which is, you're a little short on some of the athletic skills that we'd love to have in a perfect world. But, dude, you get us from point A to point B. This is Brock Purdy, by the way. You get us from point A to point B a lot.
Right.
You get us from our own 20 down to the other 20. You get there a lot. And you're not Josh Allen. But it's pretty damn effective. Give me that. Give me that guy every time, no matter who it is.
Yeah, and I think the whole idea of talent, the way you're describing it, is more about just athletic ability and athletic skills and gifts, and that's Kuminga. Kuminga can fly over people. He can go fast around people. He's got an unbelievable amount of athletic talent, but the intangibles that go into him being a good basketball player aren't always there. At least the Warriors haven't found a way to apply it in their system. And yeah, Pat Spencer is just 6'2" or 6'3", and he doesn't necessarily have all those athletic gifts, but he's got the intangibles. And so when he's called upon to go out there and play, he's really good at playing basketball. So yeah, when it comes down to one or the other, you probably would want the guy with the intangibility,
well, yeah,
the guy who is going to go out there and be a winner.
You want effectiveness, right? I mean, you're rooting for your team to do well. You want people who are going to go out there and be effective. I think that's part of talent, and it's part of athletic ability in an odd way.
Right, but it's not the way we talk about talent. We talk about talent as, you know, the jumping, the fast, the speed, whatever, all the athletic things that we look at. He's an athletic marvel. He's got talent. He's got natural talent. We don't look at a player like Brock Purdy, for example. If you talk about his best attributes as a football player, you're not going to go to arm strength. You're not going to go to foot speed. You're not going to go to, you know, it's not going to be first.
No, it's not bad. I mean, he's got good foot speed.
Yeah, but he's not that fast. He's not that big. And he doesn't throw the ball very hard. So when you look at the things that he actually does have, his attributes are unbelievable smarts in terms of determining what the defense is going to do, great decision making, and all the rest of it. So, yeah.
All the things you can't see.
Right.
Right away.
They're not measurables.
Right.
And that's where, you know, we get to the Underwear Olympics coming up here in February, the combine. And he popped a 4.37 40. Okay. Good for you. Can he catch the ball? Can he do anything other than run 40 yards really fast? And that's where I think teams sometimes get, the good teams can see through that, and the teams that can't, I remember Al Davis and the Raiders and Darius Hayward-Bay, who had one of the fastest 40s ever, and he became a first-round pick.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. 888-957-9570. How about GPD in Hayward? What's up, GPD?
What's up, y'all? Man, good show.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm sitting here. Me and one of my technicians. We've been driving all over the Bay Area. JW Jackie, what's happening? He's an OG, Mark, like you. He's 54.
Yes, sir.
And you guys covered so much. I've been sitting here waiting to talk about Spencer, but we want to agree with you on the analytics. The analytics, it's all about how you feel the game. It's not about always the numbers, number one. Now, the talent thing and Spencer, I want to say this. Think about it. You got to have talent just to make it to the pros in any sport. Your talent separates you from the normal person like you, me, Dibs, JW right here. We didn't have enough talent to make it to the pros. Now, you make it to the pros because you got that specific talent to take it to the pros. Once you get there, you have to enhance. You have to go into the lab, and you got to work on your game to take it to the next level so you have major talent. Spencer, how long has he been in the league? Him and JK, both of them 4 years, right? Been on the Warriors? Give it to me, guys. How long? JK been there. How long Spencer been?
Pat's in his third year.
Third year, yes.
JK's in his fifth.
Who's the third? JK's in his fifth.
Yeah.
Pat Spencer's
in his third?
Yes, Pat Spencer did not actually make the league until age 27 and only played six games.
Okay, check this out, dog. He now has enhanced his talent. He went into the lab, worked on what he did. He sat on the bench and listened to the OGs. He listened to Steph, Draymond, and everybody. And now he honed his game. He honed his talent. He took it to the next level. And now he's saying he that MF-er. And guess what? He has evolved. He took his talent to the next level, and now he's exposing it. Because, look, think about it. He never been playing. He didn't get the playing time. He didn't cry. He didn't sit on the bench and tell his agent, I ain't getting the playing time. No. He sat there and just soaked in the knowledge. And then when his time came, boom, he says, I've been in the lab this past year. I've been in the lab, man, on the off season. Now this is my chance to take my talent to the next level because now I have put in the work. JK, he ain't listening. Look, you think you all that in the bag of chips plus tax? You ain't been balling. You just want to score. It's more than just scoring. It's about being a cohesive unit, knowing how to play off of other people.
There's no doubt.
Knowing how to dish it off. You, just like what you guys said, what happened when Clay was scoring? He hit that 50 burger. Steph said, I'm going to take the back seat. Let me feed my boy. I don't need the spotlight. Let me feed him because he's balling right now. You got to be unselfish. Spencer's got that unselfishness about him, and now when his time came to shine, he stepped up his game. He took his talent to the next level. Bing, bam, boom. Let's do this.
GPD, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah, Pat Spencer has played 62 career games. Jonathan Kuminga, 275.
Okay.
Like, here's one thing I'd love to add into the conversation. I think there is a natural butting of the heads between a fan base and its team. And it's because we don't actually have the same goals. We have one goal in common. We all want to see that team win.
Yep.
But here's what the team doesn't care about that we do. We want you to be uber entertaining. And you might say, wait a minute. The team absolutely wants to be entertaining. And I'm like, yes, they do. They need to be entertaining. They want to be entertaining. But I can remember even listening to Farhan Zaidi get this question asked to him. He's like, hey, like this analytics, how do you sort of balance the idea of winning and then just being interesting and being entertaining and having some players that we can sink our teeth into? And he's like, we sort of believe that the winning comes first and then people will be entertained by that.
Right.
That's one way to put it. But the bottom line is that right now is kind of a chasm between the Warriors and their fan base. Jonathan Kuminga is very entertaining, and Steve Kerr is not interested in that. He is interested in one thing and one thing only. And it's why I'll always kind of have, in this type of a situation, I'm going to have a coach's back, because for some reason, this fan base believes that Steve Kerr likes certain people and hates certain people. Steve Kerr likes one thing, W's.
Right, right.
That's it.
And if he doesn't feel like Kuminga is contributing to winning, then he's not going to play him. And that's where you got to yesterday, where, you know, the rotation, and Bob Fitzgerald joined us earlier and he said, yeah, you know, some games it may not fit, and, you know, perhaps he's still getting over his ailments, and so, you know, you didn't have him in the rotation. I think it's more than that, but ultimately, you didn't play Kuminga, and you won. So Steve Kerr is not going to apologize for that, because he wanted what they got, which is to win.
Right, and again, I'm not sitting here saying that there's no blanket over this. Jonathan means losing, Pat Spencer means winning, but the chasm between the fan base is Jonathan is really fun to watch when he's playing well. Brandon Pajemski is kind of eh. And Pat Spencer, certainly on the surface, like there's an entertainment into this recently, yeah. Because he's got
it's
a
fun
little,
to watch because his story.
Right, and he's got flair to it, like he's screaming right at people, and he does much more, even athletically, than it looks like he'll be able to. But if I want to be entertained, I'm going to watch a Jonathan Kuminga put back dunk. I'm not going to watch Brandon Pajemski take a charge.
Yeah.
But what helps you win more? I think Steve Kerr's point is Brandon has been more consistent with that than Jonathan has in their young careers.
No doubt. And that's where, you know, Pat Spencer becomes interesting, because when he's played of late, the four games, they're 2-2, but he's played really well. And you've won a couple in a row, and he's taken on a really big role in those victories. So if you're Steve Kerr and you're more interested in winning games than you are just pure entertainment, then you've got to keep Pat Spencer in the rotation, because when he's played, you've won.
Real quick, before we keep going with the calls, let's do it. All right, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler jerseys, the Brown, the town. We're doing a keyword every hour, every day, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, every hour, every show. Okay, starting in the morning with the Joes all the way through to this 5 o'clock hour. Here is today's 5 o'clock hour keyword. It is... Oh, you said the name of the show host.
Yes.
Yeah, Guru.
Wow.
Text the word Guru.
Oh, hey.
G-O-O-R-O-O. Text the word Guru. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up.
No.
I mean, that's dangerous now.
G-U-R-U.
Yep.
I don't, do they check spelling on these, or do you?
They do. Spelling matters.
They do.
Absolutely.
Oh, so my bad. Don't misspell it. It's not funny. It's not
it's
funny.
It's really not, Mark.
G-U-R-U. Guru. To 20357. Text.
Sports, man.
I got the Giants going. 82 and 75.
Guru to 20357 for your chance to win one of these three jerseys. Every show, every hour, two more days after this. So keep it locked. Keep listening. And for more details, go to 957thegame.com.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's keep going. Wando, Knob Hill. Hey, Wando, thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Just want to give my two cents on the Pat Spencer conversation, which I've been hearing all day on the channel, which is fun. And, you know, it's definitely... Well, one thing I haven't heard much, if at all, is the mention of his brother who's been balling out over in Memphis. I know Geltzeiler came on the show, talked about them a little bit, but yep. I can't remember him saying anything. I'm sure a lot of the audience knows, but... Yeah, his brother's doing some fun stuff over there in Memphis for them as well. And, I mean, we've seen a little bit of Pat Spencer last year, and the conversation came up. I guess he has a little bit more of a role right now, so it's louder conversation. But I can't help but see this whole season, every time he's on the ball or he's out there with JK, through the lens of the comments that he made before the season. I'm sure a lot of people remember as yep. JK's contract was – getting finalized, and he talked about what it means to be a sort of winning player in the NBA. And I mean, it just really stands out as you watch him play. And anyways, love to see what he's been doing out there. And yep, thanks.
Yeah, Wando, thank you for the call, and I appreciate what you're referencing. I'm going to have Grandy see if he can find these comments, but I remember them well enough to at least paraphrase. Spencer was talking about playing winning basketball, and he essentially said, what you have is there are a good number of teams in the NBA that get really wooed simply by length and athleticism, as opposed to, you know, the aspects of playing winning basketball. You have a lot of teams that get wooed by length and athleticism, and they're usually the teams that find themselves in the lottery. It was something along those lines.
Right. And then you have Oklahoma City that has been wooed by length and athleticism, and they're 23-1.
I don't think they've been wooed by length and athleticism.
Well, they're wooed by the idea of having a bunch of guys who are between 6'4 and 6'6 with long arms who are athletic. So
yeah, I
know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City. It just depends on what you're looking at. Like, I don't know, Wembanyama. Length and athleticism.
That's different. Sure, you're talking about a generational human being there.
James Wiseman, length and athleticism.
Right, but I could sit here and talk out, really, outside of Kevin Durant, I could talk about the entire Warriors dynasty. There's nothing to do with length and athleticism.
I would disagree.
Would you?
I mean, you've got Iguodala and Sean Livingston.
Yeah, everybody's got tall players. But, like, I mean, I understand.
Livingston's that. A 6'7" backup guard.
I ain't using the word athletic to talk about Sean Livingston.
Athletic enough. I mean, he was super athletic until he had his catastrophic injury.
Exactly, which was pre-Warriors.
Right. I don't know, depends on, again, we're going back to talent and athleticism.
Right, they all count.
Yeah, and Draymond Green is very athletic, and you know he's got great length for being 6 foot whatever. You've stood next to him, and you say he's like 6'5", maybe.
Six, maybe.
I mean, at tops, and so I know what you're saying. What you're saying is, you know, we all get wooed by these guys who have a lot of athletic talent, and maybe they're not great basketball players. Like, I think about Ben Simmons as a great example.
There you go.
6'10", length and athleticism, and he's got all of it in spades, and yet I think he's still in the league somewhere. I saw he was somewhere earlier in the year, maybe in the offseason, but the greater point is Ben Simmons is a guy who should be a Hall of Famer with his length and athleticism, but for whatever reason, he just, you know, couldn't shoot, and he got the yips, and so he's been unable to really do anything in the league.
Not on a team right now.
No?
Isn't that crazy?
Yep. And he's only like 27.
29.
Yeah, he's
29 years old.
Still super young.
Same age as Pat Spencer.
Wow.
One of them's in the league, one's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild. It's really wild. Yeah. The Clippers organization is one of those organizations. They did this for years. You remember Darius Miles?
Yeah.
That's a great, exactly, with the pound the head after the dunks.
Yep.
It's a great example. Great example. Length, athleticism for days. Could fly. And had two highlight dunks at least per game.
Yep.
Losing basketball player. Big time.
Well, that's all he had in his game, essentially. And my son, his namesake, Keon Clark, who played for Sacramento, 6'9", even Lammy, Lamar Odom.
Yep.
And he was, I mean, more talented. He had his own demons that kind of got in the way of his phenomenal career, but length and athleticism.
Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit him at meritamerica.org/super. Not done yet. If you're still on hold, stay right there. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibbs.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Skinny dribble drive, pass knocked away by Spencer. He's got the steal on the break, bounce pass to Buddy. Buddy on the go. Euro steps in, floats it high, off the glass. It's good. And it's 16-6. The Warriors have opened up a 10-point lead.
Bay Area, it's Buddy here. You're listening to Willib and Dibs on 95.7, The Game. Hey, Dib, your picks stink.
Yep. They kind of do.
I mean, jeez. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, entered the week 11 above 500. Yeah, now I'm 9 above 500.
You're fine. You've had a great year.
From 16-4, I've gone 18-21.
The question
I got
is
going 18-21.
The question's going to be, could you still end up with a losing record? Because we're probably going
to
do
all
the playoff games.
Always. And last year in the playoffs, I believe I was 3-11, including the Super Bowl.
You were horrific.
Yeah, I got the bowl right, but before that, I was, I got them all wrong. I think I was, 3-11. Grandy, you don't have to look
something.
It up.
Something, whatever.
Yeah, it was bad. Matter.
It was bad. It was bad. So we'll see.
It's five games, then it's four, then it's two, then it's one. In the playoffs.
Is that right?
Sounds right.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So that's 12 games. So I probably wasn't 3-11.
But maybe you were.
Right.
You were 3-11 if you gave yourself two extra wins.
Yeah.
No, we'll see. We'll see. And this game's got a long, long way to go.
I'm counting you going 3-12?
3-12.
In the playoffs, huh?
Yeah.
No, sorry. 3-10.
All right.
Yeah, 13 games. That's correct. Yeah, 13 football games.
You went 3-10.
5-4, 2-1. That's
How many teams make the playoffs? 14, and 13 of them need to lose.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, it'd be 6-4, 2-1 then, I believe.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be hard to have an odd number of games the opening weekend.
Yeah, that'd be
unless, difficult. Like you could do it, but
unless you have a fantasy league that has two byes, so. Crazy things can happen, but anyway,
that hurt. I didn't. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was.
That was unnecessary.
Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Yeah. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hi, Rich. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, listen. I was listening to some of the discussion earlier. You talking about guys who are long, athletic, and you talking about guys like Ben Simmons and Darius Miles. I think when you look at the list of the guys you guys named. You know, the one thing that bothers me about that list is that, and unfortunately, it looks like J.K. might actually be in that list, too.
We'll see. Long way to go.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, a lot of those guys, they never actually bought into the cerebral vision of the coaching and the coach. And I think that's the reason why a lot of those guys just didn't do well. It's like, you look at Ben Simmons, every place he's been to, it's like, the coach is trying to direct him, and it's like he's just out doing his own thing. And it's just like, okay, guess what? That's not going to help the team environment, and you're not part of the team environment. The team environment is that you work with the coach and you follow the direction of the coach so that you can be an asset to the team. And I think that's what's going on with J.K. right now. I think he's trying to basically, because he has his agenda, but Steve Kerr has his agenda. And what he doesn't get is that, hey, guess what? You can have your own agenda. The only problem is if it doesn't vibe or gel with Steve Kerr's agenda, then guess what? It's not going to work.
And you got a problem.
Okay? Yeah. And that's what's going on with him. And I think that even if he goes to another team, he may learn at another team and figure out that, hey, you know what? I better start playing team basketball. You know, he's trying to be the star, trying to do all this. Dude, you have skill, no question. And yes, you can flourish into a phenomenal basketball player. However, you got to learn to follow the direction of the coach. Thanks, guys.
Rich, thank you.
Yep.
So here's kind of what that makes me think of. And I think this, maybe this, everyone will relate to this. Absolutely ever. I think life, like any job, is just a journey to find out, like, there's all the people who can, right? Steph Curry, you can. That succeeds. But as far as people who are struggling, it's a journey to find out if you can't or you won't. That's where we, and I don't think we know that yet. It sounds to me like Rich believes that JK won't. And what I hope you understand what I mean by that.
I totally do.
Yeah, like you, can you not play at the level the Warriors need, or do you just not want to play the way the Warriors want you to play, and therefore you're looking for a different team where you can do it differently? And I think that that's the answer that we're all trying to figure out. And for the Warriors, it may not end up mattering, because even if he can, but it's got to be somewhere else, then oh well, it's got to be right. Somewhere else.
Well, you can, and he can, but does he want to do it every single game and every time he's on the floor? That, to me, is where, like, the can't and the won't, I think that there's an in-between area where we know that he can, and this is when you and I debated all summer about, can this work? Yeah. You look at the first five or six games of this year, yeah. And he knows and he can do what they need him to do. I believe he can. Does he want to? That's a whole nother question.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the other side to it, and I know this is unfair. I don't mean this to be, because it's kind of moving the goalpost. But like the series against Minnesota last year, and people will reference this and be like, "See, he can do it." And I'm always like, "They went 0-4."
Yeah.
So no, he can't do it. Now maybe your it is different than my it, but my it is Jonathan is a lead, maybe not the, but a lead player on a winning team. They went 0-4.
Right.
So, and that's not his fault. It just means that we still don't have that answer. And that's what I'm sort of wondering about. Is it that you can't do it? You know, Trey Lance, I believe, can't do it. I don't think he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't think there's any measure of won't.
Well, he's been on three teams now, and he's yet to start.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, exactly. he got passed over for Cooper Rush in Dallas, and we saw Cooper Rush in Baltimore this year, and Oof. It's like, my God, he was awful. And so, yeah, Trey Lance has not gotten that shot. James Wiseman's another one. I don't know if he can be an NBA player. And, you know, whether or not he has time still to learn and get there. Of course he does, but it's not as easy as you got the talent, you got the ha-ha, therefore you can do it.
No, and then there's sometimes organizations, and we've seen this a lot, where they're wrong. Like we've seen, we're like, oh boy.
The Warriors with Ryan Rollins.
Well, how about Baker Mayfield?
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Like they're like Sam Darnold. You went through multiple organizations where they checked in, they worked with you, they practiced with you, they put you in the game, and they're like, this just doesn't work. We got to get rid of this guy. And the next thing you know, they're in Pro Bowls, and they're making $35 million a year, $100 million contracts. Like, those dudes are dogs. They're players. But other teams, so they were wrong. And that's what the Warriors don't want to be, but I think by and large, those are the bad organizations. Those are the Browns. Those are the Panthers.
Right.
Those are the teams that do that. You know, there's a very, I would say, you mentioned Ryan Rollins. That's an interesting one here early. But there's a pretty short list, I would say, of the current Bay Area teams where they gave up on someone who then went and became a star.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
and sometimes giving up just means it's not even giving up. They're like they traded him or something like that.
Yeah, and they traded him because they needed to throw in a salary.
Yep.
And that's, he was fodder. He was, you know, kind of added.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In to make everything work. It doesn't mean that they didn't give up on him because they traded him. They actually did that thing. And so sometimes it's just as easy as that. But beyond Ryan Rollins, like Chris Boucher, the Oregon guy, they eventually gave up on him, but he was hurt and he never played here.
By the way, triples for autism. Warriors had a ton of three-pointers over the weekend. 13 three-pointers Saturday, and then they just had buckets of three-pointers yesterday. Quentin Post and Pods had five apiece to lead the way. So triples for autism brought to you by Petnelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Donations in both of the games, that's 24 and 25 on the year. Still unbeaten there in the donations for Triples for Autism. If you'd like to get involved and donate, we'd love it. sfautismsociety.org is the place to go. Triples for Autism brought to you by Petnelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Petnelli here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PetnelliFP.com. Grandy, what's happening on the radio here in just moments?
Coming up next on Best of the Game, we're going to hear you guys along with Steiny and you on the crossover. You talked a lot about Pat Spencer, Kuminga, and the Warriors. It started off, though, with you guys making fun of Steiny and his fantasy football team. So we'll get that first.
Oh, yeah, that was out of line.
Completely.
Tough, tough, tough day for him.
I mean, all you have to do is try.
And for the whole league. This is a black mark for the whole league.
I mean,
he deserved it.
Yeah. He can't be that guy.
And he's not.
Nope.
So, Grandy with Best
he
of the Game.
He cannot be that guy.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. Steve Kerr tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Awesome.
For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.